My guest today is Monique Guild. She is a business intuitive. And if you don't know what a business intuitive is, don't worry about it. The show is still for you because we're going to figure that out. We're going to learn what a business intuitive is. Monique has a really interesting story. She started off as a businesswoman herself, working in the entertainment business with various networks. And one thing led to another, and eventually the LA Times did a feature article on her about how she used her intuitive gifts to place people on TV shows and so forth. Essentially, that's what the article is about, and she'll explain all that to you. And later on in the show, we're going to have our monthly segment, What on Earth is Going On, with Toddy Blackstone today, and we're going to talk about some of the spiritual events, workshops, lectures, anything that you can go to facilitate, to actually put into work, into progress, your spiritual growth. So that's going to be coming up later on in the show. So I would like to welcome Monique Guild to the Aware Show to share her story. Hello.
Hello, hello. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you in studio. So I'm so excited to learn about what a business intuitive is. We have interviewed Carolyn Mace on the show, who is a medical intuitive.
Right.
Who can see areas in the body and see the blockages in various organs and so forth. Business intuitive.
Yes, I do basically the same thing that she does in the medical field, I do in business. I'm able to walk into a company or meet with an individual or meet with individuals regarding projects and see where the block is and see where the gift is, where it's going, where it's capable of going, that sort of thing. An example would be recently, because of the Screen Actors Guild strike, mm-hmm. one of the theatrical agents had me come into the company, and she was also having a problem with one of the people there and wasn't quite sure what to do, and also to where else to possibly make some money utilizing the business.
Right.
And I met with her, and I spoke with her about, had she ever thought about traveling and teaching seminars and this whole thing? And she said, my God, I used to do that years ago, and I would love to start doing it again.
And so you hit a chord.
Oh, definitely did.
So that's kind of what you do, is you see what it is there that, I mean, most everybody has questions about how they can make more money at their business, but it's usually right there in front of them, isn't it?
It is right there in front of them when, you know, I believe we get blocked because of unresolved grief or resentment, toxic relationships. Also, too, we take on voices from the past that is probably our parents, thinking it's our voice, and we yeah. start to live in that way. And once we can identify those blocks and see what has us blocked and begin to heal that, then we can really see what's put in front of us and be guided intuitively from a gut level mm-hmm. and move more in that way. And it always seems our steps are just so much shorter when we really go within first.
So it's kind of like that's the same way in life, essentially, as in with businesses, as you're talking about.
Sure, absolutely.
So let's back up for a second. How did you get into this? How did you get started into this?
Oh, gosh. I love this question. Mark Travis is this incredible director, and he, about 6.5 years ago, I was working with him, and he said to me, he says, Monique, you really need to open up your own business. Become a business consultant and help people, because he knew I had this gift. And I thought about it. We wrote down some words and started to put together a brochure. And it was with him that it began. And so we, you know, on the back of the brochure, I had this guy work with me. And we listed all my business background and this whole thing, but I was too afraid to say intuitive, so I said consultant.
Especially in the corporate world. It's
oh, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget
talking about this the other day, yeah.
Thank hard. God that that's changing, though. I was just in at John Arrow Prudential Real Estate Company, and they're so open. Everybody's becoming so much more open to this sort of thing, so yes. It's been amazing.
We were just saying that yesterday. Shakti Goyen was on the show, and she was talking about her new book, Developing Intuition.
I love her.
And
oh, she's great.
Yeah, and she was saying that intuition is so much more accepted as a word now in corporations.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And you're noticing. And I'm sure you've done workshops.
Oh, yeah. I have, I'm going to bring the my workshop now over to John Arrow Prudential, and I also have a private workshop that I teach, and what that's called is called the Intuitive Goal Workshop, and what it is we set down the goals for the week, and each week a topic is discussed, like resentment, And we begin to heal this. Grief, toxic relationships. I'm a real believer in homework. Everybody has homework. They start to work through this thing, all these different blocks. And at the same time, I'm teaching people how to really start paying attention to intuitive experiences, as if, say, if you walk in the door and you remind me of someone. Really pay attention. If that person reminds you of someone else, chances are they're very similar in personality to the person that they remind you of, or if a voice reminds you. Mm. Just really teaching people how to start paying attention to those little impulses, those little... Because we're all intuitive. Everybody is intuitive.
Yeah.
Just in different areas. Like, I happen to have sight, the gift of sight, and I see pictures. Some people are very auditory, and some people are very gut-driven.
So, right. That's a great way of explaining it. That's true. I mean, not everybody has intuition the same exact way. It's a really good point.
Right.
Now, when you started off, you were doing these various businesses, and then this particular, I guess I call him a mentor of yours, started you with the brochure, and you started doing this. How did you roll into doing this for corporations and so forth?
What happened was, is I built up a client list really fast, and I was watching everybody. I was like, my God, here I'm able to help these people. And I thought, it was kind of an interesting segue how it all happened. I'm able to help them. And then I thought, my word, you know, I want to be back in the entertainment industry. I don't want to help any more of these people. So I stopped doing it. I have literally quit doing it for a while. And then I believe if we have a gift like that, it just keeps knocking at our door until we honor it. So I thought, okay, all right, universe, God, whoever's out there, I will begin to honor this. And started working with people again. And I changed my brochure this time. And thank God, the guy who does my brochure for me said, Monique, you really need to get even more honest with what it is you do. And so he really worked with me. And finally, on the third phase of the brochures, I said, business intuitive. And I was scared to death. And I was like, okay, I'm going to write this down. So from there, people, my clients that I've met with, they would say to me, you know, we'd love for you to come into our company and talk to people. It was through individuals who had seen me on a one-on-one level and said, hey, we'd love for you to come on over and to speak with people.
Right. That makes sense. It is kind of a scary term, but I love the fact that I'm sure so many people have done this, myself included, where you have this dream, you know that it's a gift, it's in perfect alignment with you and the universe, and you go, oh, no,
right.
No, I'm going to walk away from this.
Right, exactly.
And, oh, it's just a hobby, it's not going to make me any money, or whatever, or I'm not going to have fulfillment. No, it's just a hobby.
Right, it's exactly right. So true.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done this ever since I was a kid. I knew that I could walk into any situation and make clarity out of chaos somehow, or just see. And
nice
to think that this would be where it is now. I would have never imagined in a million years. So people who are musicians or writers or who want to be doctors or lawyers that have this drive or desire to do something and think that possibly there's just no way in the world that it's really meant for them to do this. I believe that our desires are God-given and they're meant to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about beginning to really listen to our insides, honor who we are individually and heal those things that have us stuck or blocked and really begin to pay attention to who we are inside and live that way and to be willing to take the risk.
Yeah,
too.
It's also that and all the fears that come up with the risks.
Yeah.
But I like your story because you're living it. You are doing it. You have gone through all the things that everybody's going to come to you with.
Right.
The fear of, should I take this leap of faith? Mm-hmm. And the fear of saying, okay, I'm just going to quit. Or should I go on with this? And you are that. You have done that. You've been that.
Right.
And so you can counsel people in a way from experience.
Oh, absolutely. Not only so, just only in business, but as far as my own personal life experience. I come from a family that was very chaotic and insane. And I really learned to, as a kid, because of the situation in my household, go outside of myself and try to fix the outside so I would feel comfortable inside. And so many of us take that pattern with us when we are afraid, afraid to take risk, or where things look scary or unsure. We try to fix the outsides first when what we
and make it look perfect.
Make it look perfect. Mm-hmm. But what we get to learn how to do is go inside and to do that to begin with.
So
I also have that other background with the family stuff and a lot of healing and been through a lot of my own
So you have a really relatable background where people can come to you and from any walk of life, and you can understand it.
Oh, yeah. I always wondered why I'd been through so many things in life, just so many different situations, from murder, suicide, mafia, you name it. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And thought, my God, why so much? Why so much? And now I know. Because that can have a person sit down in front of me, and I begin to get these pictures, and nothing surprises me. Nothing. I mean, I'm just completely not surprised by anything. Really not.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Unusual, because, I mean, it's just, it's a different type of trait to have, but it's nice. It kind of surprises me, because looking at you, you look like this beautiful little, like, Barbie doll looking, and you've seen murder and suicide.
I didn't see murder, but have experienced the loss of someone being murdered. Yeah,
but nothing really phases you. Can help people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
I want to mention that fairly, and just make sure that this is okay, that people are going to be able to call in a few minutes and you're going to be able to do some business intuiting with them on the phone.
Absolutely.
And I would like to mention, in just a few minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines, and Monique's going to be able to do some personal consulting and kind of see her in action. It's going to be kind of fun. So what do you think people can do to help themselves with this type of thing if they are in a situation where they're blocked? Do you teach those types of tools?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you share some of them?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. I believe that we all know what's blocking us. You know, whether if we're smoking too much, eating too much, drinking too much,
right?
In a bad relationship, and if we're just willing to, first of all, admit that okay, you know I've got this area that really needs to be dealt with, and begin there to somehow, whether it's going to a community clinic to get some sort of help in that area to begin to heal that area. Because once we start to heal that, we can really hear our insights more and more. So that would be the first thing. Just starting to be willing to investigate and be open to the possibility of having a healing in the area that you already pretty much know you're blocked in.
So it's a personal, it starts off with your own personal self.
It really does. And just being willing to go to any length to research and get some help in that particular area. I think right there is already, it causes a shift in yourself and in the universe. I like to say a platonic shift. I mean, all of a sudden the energy changes, because it's like the universe says, oh my God, she's willing to take care of herself. Let's rush in to support her too. And so once we start to begin there and we admit that there's something going on, we're willing to take a look at it, and really asking the universe for guidance. Okay, what is my next step? And I believe right there, when we ask for guidance, we get it. I mean, I know from my own experience that this is absolutely true. And in so many areas. And then as far as really paying attention to your insides and gut level, like I said, pay attention to who we meet. When you meet someone, they remind you of someone else, pay attention to that. Or if you're with someone and you leave them and your energy is drained. I used to have this client that I would meet with years ago. And I would meet with her and I would walk away and I'd be in the worst mood for the rest of the day. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. And it happened again, same thing. And a friend of mine said to me, Monique, pay attention when you're with her. If there's something, you know where you are. And then when you leave her, see where you are again. Sure enough, I was picking up on her anger, thinking it was my anger.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. And we do that often, thinking we'll meet with someone and we'll feel great. Like every time before I meet with a client, I know exactly where I am. And then if I meet with them, the energy within me changes. I think, there's something up here. And I'll say to them, what's up with the sadness? Or what's the anger about? Because I'm feeling it inside. Mm-hmm. We all feel that. And it's just a matter about really paying attention to how we're feeling. And especially when you leave the person, did you feel uplifted? Do you feel drained?
That's a perfect start, because there, I'm sure you gave the experience of earlier that there was somebody at an office who had a problem with the coworker. I mean, co-working situations are like families, you know? So what can you do when you know you get around this person that lights up the certain area of you? What would you suggest?
That's a good one.
Yeah, being especially in a work relationship.
Leave, right, mm-hmm. especially if you can't leave. One of the things I suggest is visualizing yourself, wrapping yourself, I like to call it, in mummy white light. Uh-huh. I mean, literally that tight of white light. Instead of like, some people I'll say in just a loose white light. Mm-hmm. But sometimes if you're with someone and they're really, you're having some major problems, I believe that when we wrap ourselves in this light, it deflects their energy off of us and back onto them. Uh-huh. And for some reason, it works. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. But that would be a small little example.
No, that's a good start.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure you've heard that complaint a lot where people have had problems with coworkers. Yeah. It's very, very, very common. What is some of the type of homework that you give people to do?
Excellent question. Grief letters.
Ooh, good.
That would be one. To write down a timeline of the age where the relationship began to where it ended. And you write the good stuff that you experienced with the person and how much you appreciated that what they gave you. And also, too, a lot of people are left with resentment and things that they didn't like when the person died. And to start to write that out and say, and I forgive you for that. And, you know, to find some sort of forgiveness. Sometimes it's tough to find that. But grief letter.
So writing the letter to this person as if they've already passed on, and that letter would be to them as if they, so all of
they have passed on. Either way, mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll get people who have passed on in my readings. I know that's been kind of a new twist to this whole thing. But that, and also, too, we take a look at resentments and really begin to heal the resentments. Meditation is huge. I teach a very simple, short, quick meditation because I believe that going back to our breath in times when things are scary or unsure, uh-huh. I teach my clients to literally watch their diaphragm rise and fall and count as it's rising and falling. So it would be one, two, three, and the idea is to get to 10 if you can without a thought entering. But when a thought enters, go back to one.
No, that's great. It helps with the mind noise.
Oh, yeah.
And all that stuff that comes in when you're confused. All the voices and the reasons and the intellectual stuff and the excuses and the fears. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Thank you, yeah.
Change your space completely and then start from there.
Exactly.
Yeah, a very, very good point. That's a good exercise. Okay, when somebody comes into you, what is a typical session like?
They'll walk in the door, and I immediately start getting things right away. And I say to them, if there's anything that we talk about that you feel uncomfortable about, that's completely normal. Everything is always confidential. And I put the tape in, and we start going to town, and I just get these pictures, and I follow the pictures in my mind. And, that would be a typical...
That was okay. I'm just
it's a very typical
kind
question.
Of an idea, you know, if somebody didn't know what to expect and and they okay, I actually want to start by taking a few phone calls. I'm speaking with Monique Guild. She is a business intuitive who has been instrumental in helping people define and attain business goals. And I want to take a question. I think this is Darlene. Darlene in Huntington Beach. Darlene, do you have a question for Monique Guild?
Hi. Yeah, I do. I'm in the pursuit of a new career as a naturopath, mm-hmm. and I have returned to school, and I have to write a lot of papers now for my my school projects, and I am having such a difficult time writing, and it's been so massively defeating. Defeated is kind of where I'm at right now, mm-hmm. and I sure would appreciate your insight on this writing block.
The first thing I want to ask you about, what was it that comes up for me that you were so afraid of in your childhood? What happened?
Lots of things.
Yeah, see, that's where it's coming from, the fear. We live, a lot of us live as if we're still living with our parents now, and in a cellular way, that feeling gets locked into our body, and then as we grow up and we move away from these people, will cause anxiety within our body as if we're still living with those people at that time, and you're not living with them anymore. And to have this writer's, this block going on, which I can definitely relate to, it just is creating the same anxiety that you grew up with as a kid, and to really realize that you're not where you used to be at all.
Wow, I thought I had.
Yeah.
It's so dreadful to have to reconfront, like, things that I thought I was liberated from.
It's just a matter of really, all it is so, it's very simple just to know that you've just, in your body, have created the same feeling. You're used to working against a situation, and you're not there anymore. You're not, do you understand what I'm saying?
Darlene.
Yeah, I'm
I know, I'm sorry.
What you're saying.
That's a heavy piece of information, but really great communication. Thank you so much.
Thanks
okay,
for calling.
Thanks.
All right,
bye.
Darlene. I didn't give the phone number out, although the phones are already, we only have one line open, but here's the number, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Monique Guild is with me in studio. She's a business intuitive, and she's willing to take your calls about questions that you might have about your business or something, your purpose of what you want to do, what your strengths are, what are your next step. I have a caller from, this is Donna. Donna from Santa Barbara. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so glad to be able to speak with you. I heard you on Roy of Hollywood and was really
great.
Drawn to you. My question for you is, I've been given a scholarship to a self-employment training, a women's economic ventures thing. There's a potential of earning a loan at the end if I write a good business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone in, at first I've joined with survival ideas, like I should go garden because I love plants and I'm sick of being indoors.
Right.
So I put that forth, but it was a very confusing first statement I made, and I wanted to end up dancing and consulting people on their physical and spiritual health, Qigong and all of this, but I wanted to do it through financing myself through the gardening and finishing up my dance degree at the university and all of this. But it sounds too confusing to me, but I love plants, I love dance, I love landscape art, and I'm good at all of it. And do you get anything as you're talking to me?
Well, I just say follow your passion. Follow what you love to do.
But they're all things I love. So I don't know. I guess maybe you don't have a sense of...
I'm a firm believer in following. If you already know what you love...
I don't know. And amongst these, I have to write a business plan to be able to win the startup loan. And I am in a great big, you know, I don't know what...
It seems like that there is a lot of confusion. I don't mean to run in here, but it seems like one of the things that if you do love all of these things,
right,
then maybe it's narrowing it down to the one and making a commitment to that one.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of not wanting to commit, perhaps, is what you're
suggesting. No, or committing. Maybe.
Oops, I'm sorry. We had to cut that line off because of the phone interference. Sorry about that. But to listen to this question off the air, possibly it... It's just a matter of focusing on one thing. I've had that experience before where I was really looking for the one thing I was interested in, and I had five or six different things that I really, really loved to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it took, I guess, a process of elimination, but focusing on one thing. I know that I'm not alone in that either.
No, definitely not. Just whatever makes your heart sing, do that one thing, and then maybe bring in the second. But how fortunate she is that she has so many things that she loves.
That's true.
I mean, really, that's wonderful.
There's the opposite. Why do you think that people, you talked about blocks earlier, how are these blocks formed?
I think, well, various ways. I'll speak for myself. About a year and a half ago, one of my best friends, she was actually my best friend since I was 14, committed suicide. And that right there would cause not healing that grief. So many of us walk around with grief. There's a wonderful saying that I love. If we don't feel our feelings now, we're going to feel them later. And we wonder why we're standing in front of a post office with an Uzi in our hand, blowing up the post office. And I believe it so much because of unresolved grief and resentment. And I think a lot of the blocks get formed in childhood because of the situation we grow up in, mm-hmm. or maybe simply now because we don't pay attention to what our heart says we could be doing.
So it's really a personal thing.
Absolutely.
The more you're talking about this, if somebody were to come to you and say, I have this issue with a business existing or finding it, and you really, it's more like you have to look directly at the person and see what's inside them.
Yes.
It really doesn't have anything to do with externally what they're interested in or their external situations, does it?
Right. Now, I have a client who is seeing me now, and he's very successful at what he does, and he wants to write a book. And it's just petrified, isn't able to get down and really mm-hmm. start writing this book. And it comes from a childhood circumstance that he comes from a very tough father who wanted him to be a perfectionist at everything and insisted upon perfection. And it causes him to, you know, I say we need to be willing to look stupid, be bad, and be wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, and just that beginning with a lot of writers out there, just being willing to put the words down on paper and begin. It doesn't have to be done perfectly, but just to make that beginning. But if we come from a tough situation where we had to do it all perfectly and know right away and weren't allowed to practice and to make mistakes, you know, it does block us and we become fearful and
there's many.
Don't want to try, yeah.
Okay, something about blocks. Bonnie in Santa Monica. Bonnie, do you have a question for business intuitive Monique Guild? Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Bonnie in Santa Monica.
Oh.
Looking for Bonnie in Santa Monica. She had a great question about blocks, but I think I can go to Melody in Glendale. Hi, Melody.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Fine. I like intuitive people, so I wanted to ask you what pictures you get for me and for my purpose in life.
Sing. Have fun.
That's a blind question.
Yeah, that's a real blind question. Can you be a little bit more specific, would you?
Well, I've had two or three different professions, and none of them were satisfying. And I have a manuscript at a publisher's office company, and I wanted to know about that.
Yes, I think that's an excellent beginning with that. And I would definitely check up on that writing and see where it stands and keep writing. Keep writing. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, have a call from Jules in Los Angeles. Hi, Jules.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how
Hi.
Are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Great. You have a question for Monique?
Yes, it is. My question is, I've been an actress since I was 7. I'm 27, and I've worked, but I keep getting this fear that I just won't be able to make a living at it, and there's part of me that wants to quit and run away, and I don't know how to, like,
get through that
fear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's I think with that business, it's a very, I think that's normal, first of all, just knowing that that's so normal to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's something that you really love to do, I would just really encourage you to also to make sure that you're, kind of keep seeing planting flowers, make sure that you're doing something else that you love to do too, so you can take your mind off of the fact that it looks like it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Appearances can be deceiving, and sometimes we feel like, oh my God, this is never going to change, we're never going to work again, and it's, you know, but if we can just get our mind off of that and do things that we love to do, it kind of shifts our energy, and it's like the universe sees you loving what it is you're doing, whether it, you know, being something completely different,
mm-hmm.
and you attract that other great stuff into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Great question.
Thank you very much.
All right. And actually, one more question quickly before we go to break. Deborah in Los Angeles. Deborah, do you have a question for Monique Guild?
Yes. I'm a lawyer. I've had to work very hard to get a legal position. I grew up poor, and it was kind of like going to night school over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided now to quit. Actually, I have quit the job. I've leaped into the void.
Oh, my.
And
good for you. Wow.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
I love creative writing, but I have to make a living.
Right.
So I've got that conflict, much like the last caller.
Can you do some consulting with your law, with your legal background?
Haven't got enough of a legal background yet for that.
Okay. And how, I'm just seeing you be able to definitely use that, your legal background somehow in working, whether it's part-time or...
You know, you caught my conflict right there because along with wanting to make a living, I also don't want to just cop out. I don't want the feeling within myself that I chickened out of being a lawyer.
Oh, right,
right. I'd like to use that. I like the mental challenge, but at the same time, I don't like the competitiveness and the aggression of litigation.
Maybe there is a way you can do both.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Right, absolutely.
Get any images there?
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, to definitely stay with that. And absolutely seeing you be able to combine both and do both.
Mm.
Great. Yeah.
Thanks.
Great.
Thanks for your call.
Thank
Good
you
luck
very
with
much.
That.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I'm speaking with Monique Guild. She's a business intuitive. And we have a board full of callers right now, so I'm going to give the phone number a rest for a second. Don't forget to stay tuned, because later on in the show, we're having our segment of What on Earth is Going On, our regular monthly segment on The Aware Show with Toddy Blackstone about all sorts of spiritual events and workshops and lectures that you can go to. We will be right back. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to Aware on KPFK. Blocks that prevent them from getting to a place that they want to be on a career level, on a soul purpose level. And just to give you her website ahead of time, if you want to email her with questions, because, or not email?
No, I don't have email.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I'd be sitting in front of the computer all
forever.
Day.
Okay.
There is information on me. On the website.
And the workshops and so forth.
Yeah.
Okay. The website is www.moniqueguild.com, which is MoniqueGuild.com. And that's the spelling of her name, just the full outspelling of her name.
Looks like guild, but pronounced guild.
Okay.
Yeah, like wild.
There you go.
Yeah.
You would know these things.
Yeah.
What are some of the most popular things, I should say, for lack of a better word, that people come to you with?
A lot of people in job transition,
mm-hmm.
and really wanting to transition into something new. Also, too, I was just thinking of people who are in a business that they've been very successful, like the lady you just called, the
mm-hmm.
attorney, been very successful at what they do, and they're unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, really unhappy,
mm-hmm.
and that's something that's come up quite a bit. I find it fascinating, and I believe so many times we'll take on what other people think that we should do, and we'll take that on as a career.
Mm-hmm.
I remember...
What's safe,
mm-hmm. or if your dad's a doctor and you become a doctor.
The family business.
Yeah, the family business, that sort of thing. So those would be two of the typical...
Scenarios of people that come to
yeah.
you. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Have you noticed anything, well, I guess you could say that that's what you've noticed lately, but I know that a lot of people, a lot of the guests that we've had on the show that have appealed to a certain group of people that are looking for businesses or careers on a spiritual path, or that's something that fulfills their soul and helps other people. And have you noticed a lot of people coming to you looking
yes.
for that type of fulfillment?
Yes, I have. Excellent question. A lot of people who are starting to go into that area, and they're afraid,
yeah,
and not sure yeah. what their parents or siblings are going to think of them, and
right.
really taking that first. I had a wonderful person visit me a couple of weeks ago, and she works at one of the studios and is a wonderful reflexologist, acupuncturist, and
mm-hmm.
Has healing hands. And has been afraid to really put
wow.
that down on paper. Because the healing hands, what an extraordinary gift.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting because I said to her, I didn't know where she'd worked or anything. And I said, I see you working with a lot of executives. You know, you're going to be able to really. And then I found out where she worked, and it was like perfect situation. You know, she's in the perfect. So a lot of times we're already in a perfect situation to begin to honor those types of gifts and things like that.
So it was something that she was already in the perfect place to do, just to make a slight little transition.
And yeah, within herself. Mm. Just within herself.
Mm. It wouldn't be nice if that easy. Okay. Yeah. Let's talk to Steve in Los Angeles. Steve, do you have a question for Monique Guild?
Yeah, I do. I'm wondering about, I have problems with fatigue, which, you know, get in the way of me being financially independent. I have to depend on people. And I'm wondering about, I'm sure I have psychological blocks to that, and I'm wondering if you can give me any suggestions.
I think to take a look at the depression, what's got you, really the depression, and I know that counseling and therapy and that sort of thing really helps in that area, and that's something I would definitely begin.
Support groups, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for your call. The other thing that we've had on the show before are volunteer groups. When somebody had asked the other day, or a caller had asked about depression, is getting into a situation where you can volunteer your time, where you're around other people, and helping other people essentially helps you
A
healing, get a healing type of thing.
I know a lot of there's the Beverly Hills Community Clinic. They're wonderful over there. Mm-hmm. And
there was a woman who was on a show. A website is called servenet.org, and you can go into this website and list the things that your hobbies or your interests, and it'll bring up a list of volunteer organizations in your area.
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
That you can go and volunteer at, that would make, you know, that you can offer your, you know, techniques to, or something like that. Okay. Let me take one more call. We have Tom in Topanga Canyon. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. My question is, I'm a musician, and I've been here for a while, like 13 years or so, pursuing that. Had, you know, various levels of success and things, but, and as well as that, I'm also deeply, you know, on my path spiritually, and have been following that for a long time as well.
Great.
And I feel I have a role to play, you know, kind of bridging the gap between the two kind of, you know, worlds or so, you know, that, you know, the masses and then those that are tuning in and waking up.
Right, so, I'm with you. Okay.
Okay, so anyway, I have a clear vision, and my music is, you know, I have no complaints creatively at all.
Great.
But it's the success, you know, that I feel I've been kind of running into brick walls for a long time, and you know, so I'm just trying to understand how I can, you know, get things going more. I've been working really hard.
I just think you're really, you're on it. I mean, you're spiritually working at certain, you know, whatever it is your spiritual practice is. And now you're pursuing your music and you love that. I mean, you're 75% there. It's just, don't give up. Don't let the appearances seem like it's not here yet. It's just not here today.
Yeah.
Do you know? And you're really in a very fortunate position. Good for you. Yeah.
Okay.
I say keep on trekking.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Great. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take one more call from Sonia in Los Angeles. Do you have a question for business intuitive Monique Guild?
Hello, Monique.
Hello.
There's a lot of things going on with me right now.
Try and keep it a little short.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, I know. Brief. Okay. I'm going to school right now to be a massage therapist, and I do have other interests as far as music and dance. I want to be financially abundant in all areas of my life, financially, spiritually, relationship, everything.
Great.
And I know I can be there, and I know that it's capable. I'm capable of it. I know it's there. I just...
Good. So what's got you stumped?
Oh, boy. Well, of course, being creative is, I have enormous energy running through me, and being creative, but then you want to be, that's why I'm doing the massage, creative in a different way.
Okay.
But
what's a specific question I can answer for you?
What can I do to make more money?
Okay.
The million-dollar question.
When you find out, let us all know. No, I'm kidding.
I know. know I have the potential. That's why.
Yeah, you're on it. You see, you just knowing and having that belief in yourself, which is excellent and incredible, and just that just so brilliant. So many people already believe and know what they're doing too, you know, and just keep that belief and that faith, and you'll just, it'll happen. Just remember, appearances aren't always what they seem to be at the moment. So
great.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Mostly it's confidence that people are lacking in, that they're needing to have some, you know, just a flashlight shown on exactly what it is that's in front of them.
Right. Yeah, excellent. Excellent way to put it. That's right. And just that faith that, you know, just, I mean, really want this for us as much as I want it for me, you know.
Sometimes, I mean, the callers that are calling it are great because they're giving you their answers.
Yeah, they already know inside intuitively, which is wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
There's interesting, well, I like this, this, and this. What should I do? Well, this, and that.
That's it. Yeah. Made my job easy.
There's your answer
there. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Well, once again, Monique's website is moniquegild.com, G-U-I-L-D. And on the website, you can find out about workshops and goals and so forth that you can set.
I just give information on my background, some testimonials and quotes and a bio and that sort of thing. And there's my office phone number on there as well for people to contact me directly. I'm here in Los Angeles. So
phone number they can contact you directly at?
They can reach me at 818-769-1887.
Okay, great.
Should I say it again?
Sure.
Some people didn't have a pen.
Go right ahead.
Okay, it's 818-769-1887. And I'm also listed in the Los Angeles directory as well. And my name being spelled is pronounced Guild, but it looks like Guild, G-U-I-L-D.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me here.
It's been
a lot of fun. Thank you very, very
gift.
Much.
As always,
you're doing an incredible work.
Thank you for sharing that, by the way. I'm really, that's the whole point of this show, is to get the information out there. Mm-hmm. And people are getting it.
Yes.
Love
yes.
that. Okay. Okay. And while I'm committed to bringing you the clearest information possible, in the end, I always encourage you to make your own choices and always listen to your own truth. Until tomorrow, I invite you to stay aware.